Children, if you think what is the most precious, best metal mentioned in the word, you probably know that it's gold. Then if you think what is the second most precious, the second best metal in the word, you probably know that it is silver. Now in this story, you can hear about both gold and silver. You might listen especially for what it says about silver in this story. Hear the word of the Lord in the book of Kings, the 1 Kings chapter 10. And all King Solomon's drinking vessels were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of solid gold. None were of silver. It was reckoned as nothing in the days of Solomon. For the king had a ship of Tarshish on the sea with the ship of Hiram. Once in 3 years, the ship of Tarshish came, carrying gold and silver, ivory, apes, and peacocks. And King Solomon became greater than all the kings of the earth in riches and in wisdom. And all the earth sought the face of Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had given into his heart. And every man brought in his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold, raiment and weapons and spices, horses and mules, at a rate year by year. And Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen, and he had 1,400 chariots and 12,000 horsemen. And he settled them in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem. And the king gave silver in Jerusalem as stones, and he made cedars as abundant as the sycamore trees that are in the lowlands for multitude. And the importation of the horses for Solomon was from Egypt and from Keva. And the king's merchants received them from Keva for a price. And a chariot came up and went out of Egypt for 600 shekels of silver, and a horse for 150. And thus for all the kings of the Hittites and for the kings of Syria, they brought them up by their hand. Now we also read from the Heavenly Doctrine a story from the spiritual world in which the Lord gave Swedenborg to see a representation of the literal sense of the word. Notice what it says about silver in this story. It was granted me to see great purses appearing like sacks in which silver was stored up in great abundance. As the purses were open, it seemed as if anyone might take out and even steal the silver deposited there. But near those purses sat two angels as guards. The place where the purses were laid looked like a manger in a stable. In a room next to it were seen modest maidens together with a chaste wife. And near that room, two little children were standing, and it was said that you must play with them not in a childish fashion, but wisely. After this, there appeared a harlot and a horse lying dead. When I had seen these things, I was instructed that they represented the sense of the letter of the word, within which is the spiritual sense. The large purses full of silver meant concepts of truth in great abundance. Their being open and yet guarded by angels meant that everyone may get concepts of truth from the word, but that care is taken lest anyone should falsify the spiritual sense in which are pure truths. The manger in the stable in which the purses lay meant spiritual instruction for the understanding. A manger means this because a horse that feeds from it means the understanding. The modest maidens seen in the room next to it meant affections of truth, and the chaste wife meant the conjunction of good and truth, and the little children meant the innocence of wisdom therein. They were angels from the third heaven who all appear like little children. The harlot, together with the dead horse, meant the falsification of the word by many at this day, by which all understanding of truth perishes. The harlot meant falsification, and the dead horse no understanding of truth. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.